Okay, I understand Steve is back, so let's go back to Steve. Hi, Steve, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I had a stroke in September, and then I had a heart attack in January.
I'm sorry,
sir. Quadruple bypass.
Yeah.
And they put me on all these medications. Well, it was known when I came back from Vietnam this was going to happen to me because of Agent Orange.
Okay.
So anyway, I've been fighting this with diabetes and all this other stuff, and they put me on all these medications because of the heart attack, and I'm retaining a lot of water right now. I wonder if it's part of these medications that I'm taking. They said it's because of salt.
Excuse me. Were you retaining water before you were on all the medications?
No.
Well,
the quadruple bypass, you know, they take those veins out of your legs and put them in your heart. And
right.
My legs are what is being affected quite a bit by it. But I can't seem to get the swelling down. I mean, it was at one point I couldn't get my pants on. They were swollen so bad. But they put me on a water pill anyway to get the water out of my legs, and that has worked, but it's hard on the kidneys. And when I had a kidney test done at the VA, they said there was problems with my kidney. So I noticed that all the medications I get through the VA, there's always side effects, you know. Something or it doesn't necessarily fix it, but
all the VA uses is patent medicine, sir, and patent medicines always have side effects because they're not from nature, they're not from creation, they don't belong in the body, and there are always natural alternatives. When I'm working with somebody who comes in with a long list of patent medications, I never tell them to stop them all entirely. What I look for are the ones that are worst for that person, and then, okay, here's the natural alternative. Now taper down that patent medicine and bring this other stuff in. It'll do the same job without side effects. Sounds like what you need overall is to work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can help you do that. I rarely find it necessary to continue any of the patent medications because there always are things that nature does, and all the patent medicines are designed to do is to be able to do the things that the natural molecules do with a whole big profit margin, which is what the patent's about. And therefore, they're going to cause side effects. But getting back to the specific water retention, sir, there's another thing that maybe they didn't inform me about. Yes, you take veins out of the legs, and the blood won't drain back as well because the veins are gone. But there's another drainage system that can relieve swelling. It's called the lymphatic drainage system. We've all, when we're kids, have swollen glands in our necks. That's just a lymph node swelling up. And that lymphatic drainage system drains all the tissues that are outside the blood vessels. And let me tell you, some stuff gets outside the blood vessels in all of us, so it has to be drained. Now, there are, if you put into your computer search engine, put in lymphatic drainage specialist. They are not medical doctors. They do have education, all right, and degrees and all that, but they're more focused, as a massage therapist would be, on press here, rub, press here, rub, press here, rub. And what that does is to free up the lymphatic system. Now, I'm not telling you, oh, absolutely for certain this is going to relieve all the swelling in the legs, but I am going to tell you that at least one visit to a lymphatic drainage specialist. And they just put a lymphatic drainage specialist, Seattle or Tacoma or wherever you are, and you'll find one. And they'll be able to tell you whether it looks like this is a lymphatic problem, sir. And that could, in many cases, relieve quite a lot of the flow. Because particularly if you're over in Vietnam and you're of that age, I'm sorry, but lymphatic drainage slows down like everything else when we get older. So it could be of some help to you there, sir. Otherwise, I'd look for a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. You're in Seattle. There's a bunch of naturopathic doctors, and we have Tahoma Clinic MDs and NDs. I'd look for somebody there because all these patent medicines are simply going to, I'm very sorry to say, further shorten your life. And if you can taper off of those and onto the natural things that do the same job without being patentable, I'd sure recommend it.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the Vietnam veterans sued Monsanto, and Congress was complicit in locking up all the information. If I go use that information, I go to prison.
Great.
So, I don't know how to access some of that stuff. I don't know why it would even do any good at this point.
Probably not, sir, but isn't that just a shame? You went. You were told you went overseas to defend our freedom here, and you can't get access to public what should be public information in a free country? I'm so sorry.
Well, I took an oath when I was 17 that I would protect this country against foreign and domestic enemies, and I'm coming to find out that we have more probably enemies domestically. And the communists, we went over there to stop. Now they're our best trading partners. So I'm a little confused about all this.
But, I understand
that,
sir.
There might be something going on there I don't know anything about.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know. Okay, sir. Well, give those things a shot. And working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine is probably the best overall thing to do.
His name was who?
Oh, I didn't give you a name, sir. Where are you located?
Oh, okay. I thought you gave me a name of a doctor.
Yeah, where do you live, sir?
Over in Squim.
Over in Squim. Oh, yeah. My. How far are you from Port Angeles?
15 minutes.
Okay. There's an MD over there by the name of Jonathan Collin. A few of us MDs know what we're doing with natural medicine. You might go look for him. He's right over in Port Angeles.
I've heard his name before. I don't know mm-hmm. from where, but I actually heard it before. I think I was looking around in a health food store and somebody recommended him.
That'd be a good one for your area, sir.
Okay, I appreciate this, doctor. He's probably going to help me out.
I think so.
I'll call you back and let you know.
Okay, please do, sir. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.